Hey, hello, Whiskey Business fans. This is Greg Hansberry, the producer. We have a fun episode of Whiskey Business this week. Back in last October, we were recording an episode in the afternoon at Dino's house. We've done that from time to time. We had a guest from Brown-Forman, drove up to Columbus for an event, and we were able to sit down with them earlier in the afternoon. But my wife was at work, so I had the two kids. And against my better judgment, I brought my two children along to the taping of this Whiskey Business episode, my 7-year-old son, Davis, and my 5-year-old daughter, Mabel. And after we were done, Dino took the opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with Davis and Mabel. And this is the magic that transpired. I do want to remind you to subscribe to Whiskey Business on your favorite podcasting app if you haven't done that already. Follow us on Facebook, subscribe to us on YouTube, and share Whiskey Business with your friends and family and fellow alcoholics. Thank you for your support. So without further ado, this is Water Business with Dino, Davis, and Mabel.
Dino Tripodis, and welcome to Water Business, a podcast not so much about water, except that it is about water. And my special guests today are the Hansberries, Mabel. Hi, Mabel.
Hi.
And Davis. Hi, Davis.
Hi.
And you are the children. Who's your father?
Greg.
Oh, is that what you call him? Do you call him Greg?
Yeah.
You call him
him Daddy sometimes.
Sometimes? Just sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you ever call him by his first name?
Yeah, I call him Greg all the time.
And you do? Why?
Because
it's
weird.
Greg.
It's weird.
It's weird, and you like being weird?
Yeah.
How old are you, Davis?
Seven.
How old are you, Mabel?
4.5.
4.5. When are you going to be 5?
On your next birthday.
On the next birthday.
So, Halloween is tomorrow.
I know.
I'm really excited.
Are you excited about Halloween? Why?
Because we get candy.
Do you?
Yeah, and I'm going to be a mermaid for Halloween.
Oh, a mermaid. You don't say. A mermaid. And Davis, what are you going to be?
Zombie.
A zombie. I saw your zombie movie, by the way.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, you guys were great. In fact, I thought that that you guys did better than your daddy. Yeah, as far as acting. I thought you guys were better actors than your father.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously, right? You know. Would you like to make movies?
No.
No? You don't want to keep making movies? What do you want to be when you grow up, Davis?
Maybe a football player.
A football player. Yeah.
I'm into it.
You're into it?
Yeah. Yeah?
Okay, do you want to be like a quarterback or a running back? Or what do you want to, you know, what position you want to play?
Running back.
You want to score touchdowns. What about you, Mabel? What do you want to be?
I want to be...
Or maybe wide receiver.
Or wide receiver. Or maybe you could be both.
Sure.
Yeah.
I want to be...
You haven't thought about it very much, have you? No.
But this is kind of fun. I want to be a firefighter.
A firefighter?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of dangerous.
You can die, you know.
I know.
It's kind of like the army. You die easily on the army. Like, easily.
Why do you say that?
They could be missiles that are sizes, maybe your head.
Oh, my head, yeah.
Yeah, it could knock off someone else's.
Yeah, possibly.
Probably my head.
Yeah, but it's a firefighter, that seems like an odd choice to me for a sweet little girl like you to be a
firefighter. I could probably be a police or a fighter.
A police or a firefighter. Either way, it seems like you want to do something that helps people.
Dangerous.
Or both.
You want to be both? Like a police officer in the daytime and a firefighter in the nighttime?
Opposite.
Or the opposite? Yeah. Or a firefighter in the daytime and a police officer in the nighttime? Well, let's go back to Halloween. You're going to be a mermaid. You're going to be a zombie. What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy might be candy corn.
Candy?
My favorite candy is soft chocolate.
It's chocolate, just in general. You don't care what kind of chocolate it is, as long as it's chocolate. Yeah.
And I like spooky houses.
Actually, my favorite candy is candy.
Your favorite candy is candy. Oh, so you're going to trump her and just say candy in general. Which candies don't you like when you get trick-or-treating?
I don't like Reese's Pieces.
Well, you have a peanut allergy, right?
I know. That's why I don't like it.
That's why you don't like them, because they could hurt you.
I do not like peanuts ones because my brother, because Davis is allergic.
So you don't eat them either because Davis can't eat them.
Because my dad or mom doesn't let Mabel eat them, and then Mabel doesn't let me eat them.
That's nice.
Sometimes my daddy lets me.
Sometimes peanuts. Your daddy what?
Sometimes my daddy let me have peanuts when Davis is alone.
Oh, so a little special treat sometimes. It's okay. That's all right. You two seem to get along pretty well.
Yeah.
As far as brothers and sisters go, I didn't get along with my sister when we were growing up. I didn't get along. I didn't. So you two seem.
Sometimes we don't, but sometimes we do. Mm-hmm. We do have boxing gloves.
You have boxing gloves? Yeah. Big boxing gloves that really don't hurt.
Like balloons.
Like balloon boxing gloves. Yeah.
I punch my dad in the belly all the time with my bare hands.
Do you really?
Yeah. And my grandpa.
And your grandpa. Both. Man. Well, let me ask you a couple other questions. I'm very curious about what you two do, creatively and socially.
Okay.
So creatively, I know that your dad is a big musician.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of music in your house? Is there a lot of music?
Sometimes he plays the piano and his guitar.
We have a guitar and a drum, and we have in the basement.
We have
all kinds of instruments.
Do you like to play music? Which would you?
Sometimes we make up a band.
Sometimes you do make up a band? And do you have a favorite instrument that you like to play?
Drums.
I like to play the guitar.
Guitar. Okay. I didn't know what a guitar is.
Yeah, you're being weird right now.
No, it's not being weird. You're being weird.
You're being weirder.
Stop
you
me.
Said, I'm Dino, your host today, and not whiskey, it's water.
It is water. I can't have whiskey on the table with the kids.
Yes, that wouldn't be right.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
That would be wrong.
That would be weird
and illegal.
How?
Huh? Because...
Oh, yeah, we're on YouTube right now.
Yeah, that's why.
Once on American's Funniest Video, there's, the grown-ups that talk like the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on AFV.
I know. It's sort of.
It's a YouTube thing.
Yeah. On YouTube, there's kids.
Grown-ups that talk like kids.
That talk like kids.
Oh.
That always cracks me up.
What about kids that talk like grown-ups?
No.
No? That wouldn't be as funny?
I could.
You could?
Let me hear
you talk like a grown-up. That's not what I sound like at all. Mabel, you give it a shot. You talk like a grown-up. Let me hear you talk like a grown-up.
Hey, I'm Greg. I'm a really, 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 really weirdo.
Let me hear Mabel talk like a grown-up.
Okay.
So?
Davis.
What?
Stop it.
You stop.
You stop infinity times. All right, you win.
Okay, you two stop.
We'll both stop. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, Halloween, mermaid, zombie, then it's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And then Christmas.
And then...
I bet we won't find any turkeys because they're hiding in trees.
The turkeys are hiding in trees?
Yeah, I guess you'll find one turkey. They're hiding.
They're hiding.
They're getting prepared. All right, now one more question before we go. Let's get ahead of this, okay?
Okay.
Let's get ahead of this. Let's go Christmas. What do we want for Christmas? If you could only get one thing for Christmas this year. One.
I wanted a watch, but I already what do you have want? A you, new one.
What do you want a watch for? You're 6 years old. Don't you want...
I have two watches.
He only has two watches.
Yeah, but I'm giving one to my sister because I have an even cooler one.
You get a watch from your brother?
Yeah.
So you don't need
a
watch.
I always wanted a watch.
That's good. Do you know how to tell time?
No.
Not really.
Well.
Now you can.
So what do you... So aside from a watch, what do you, if you could have one thing for Christmas, what do you want for...
A TV.
A TV? Of your own.
Actually, a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, a Nintendo Switch. And what do you want?
I want... It is fun, but I want... a real horsey.
A real horsey? Where are you going to put it?
In my backyard.
Do you have a big enough backyard for a horsey?
I think I do.
A pony or a horsey?
A pony normally turns into
horsey
a
unicorn.
A horsey
pony. Okay, that works.
Yeah, a horsey pony. All right.
That works.
You know, a horsey pony works, right?
Yeah.
Or a pony horsey.
Once I wanted a real life pony.
Once you did? Well, maybe someday you'll get one. Maybe.
Guess what its name was?
Well, I have no idea. Gary. Tell me.
Nope. It was Princess.
Princess.
And remember in Indianapolis, Gary?
I know. But you remember?
You rided him.
Gary. The name of the pony was Gary?
No, it wasn't a pony. It was a small horse.
It was a small horse, which some people would
probably
call
like a
pony.
No.
And his name was Gary? Yeah.
No, his name was Princess.
No, not your dream horse. The horse in Indianapolis. That was named Gary. Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for being on Water Business.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, did you have fun? I had fun, too.
Okay.
Well, you did a good job.
Goodbye.
You did a good job.
Goodbye.
Aren't you going to say I did a good job?
You did a good job.
Thank you, Mabel. Thank you.
You're saying it to yourself.
No, she's saying it to me.
No.
Yeah.
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 There's a wall right here. So
there is a wall right here. There is a wall of we're not communicating properly.
Yeah.
There's a wall between you and I.
Even to Mabel.
I know I can talk to Mabel. I can't communicate with you properly.
No.
All right. So have fun tomorrow on Halloween.
We will.
All right, and I'll see you guys soon.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. It's been fun.
I haven't got my costume ready.
Well, you better hurry.
You better hurry.
No, you better hurry.
No, you.
No, you.
The costume.
No, you better hurry. No, you better hurry.
Stop
you better hurry the most.
Stop
you better hurry. You better hurry. Infinity plus infinity. I win. It's over. We're done. Okay. Ha ha. Got him. All right. See ya.
Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.